A git woch en a mazeldike woch en a gitten jontef zu jeden einem. Trei Shabbos koidisch. Jid beis Tischris, die Jutsat von einem größten Seiden, der Rava Kudish Reb Avrum, bei der Rava Kudish Reb Dov Beze, Chise Jugen Alayni. Reb Avrum Hamalach, the Ben Yuchid of the Mizritsche Magid. He was born in Tuf Kif Aleph, 1741, and is Nestala geworden, Jid beis Tischris. Tuf Kif Lamed Zayin, 1776, only 3 years after his größten Taten, the Magid that passed away in Tuf Kif Lamed Gimel, 1773. In Poland they called him Reb Avrum HaMalach, and in Russia he was called the Heilige Reb Avrum or the Reb Avrum HaKudish. And as Einikl, Reb David Moshe Mechorkiv once said, why was my Zayde called Malach? He said, a tzaddik is much greater than a Malach. A tzaddik is a hoylach. A Malach is an oymid. So he explained that my Zayda's neshuma, Reb Avrum HaMalach's neshuma, was much greater than a malach. Srufim v'chayes v'yifanei ha-koydish. But his gif was mezichah, was purified, like the gif of a, like the neshuma of a malach, and that's why he was called malach. The Heilige Malach sat his entire life, b'his boided this precious, tenaisim and segifim, me'itiv, betalas etfil, and sat and learned. His derech was different than the derech of his father, the Heilige Magid. And that's how he spent his life. And that's why, even after the histalkus of the Groysa Magid, where all the tzaddikah hador said, he is the one that should succeed and take over his father. But it wasn't shayach, because the malach was so removed from dem welt that he kamat didn't interact with people. The Malach writes that there are two types of tzaddikim. One tzaddik is a tzaddik that's totally removed from this world. And for Steitzach, he was referring to himself. His father, the Groysa Magid, got him a chavrisa shaft with the Gresta Talmud from the Magid, which was the Heilige Balatanya. And the Magid told the Malach that anytime he needs to ask something from someone, he should only ask the Balatanya, because the Balatanya is a kleine nuvi, and whatever he says, zukta metriach hakoidish. Lamasa, the Tanya became a Talmud mivik finim Heilige Malach, and Tzaddikim said that the derech that the Balatanya had is what he was mekabel finim Heilige Malach. The Herach of Rieseshaft. The Balatanya would learn with Malach Nigle, and the Malach would learn with the Balatanya Nista. The Balatanya said that when he learned with the Malach, those were the zist and best hours of his day. The Malach learned 3 hours a day Nista mit the Balatanya. The Balatanya wanted to learn Abisalamer. So when the Heilige Malach taught the Balatanya, the Heilige Malach was totally oblivious what was going on around him. So the Balatanya would take the clock and move it back an hour every day. And the Heilige Balatani used to say, Mayim genivim yimtuki, and the best Chedisha Torah I got from that extra hour. Lamasa, the Heilige Malach, as we said, was totally removed and mivdil and mifrish from the Welt. And when his Groysa Tat is Nestala geworden, all the Tzaddikim said, he's really the one that should take over the Magid. But it wasn't Shayach, because kamat that you didn't see him, he was hidden, and that's a behalten for mention, and a gedin dem heiligen Beshefer. The last half year, had the Moranayim, Renachem Luchem from Chernobyl, pushed him very much to go to Fastiv, and he should be misnag by Moiris, but he's installed geworden a halb year später, and he is buried in Fastiv. The Heilige Malach left over 2 children. One of them was Reb Sruchaim from Ludmir, who was the Shver from Reb Shloime Kalina. And the other one was Reb Shulam Shachna from Prubitsch, who was the father from the Heilige Rishana. The Heilige Chortkeva told over the following story. He said that the 2 Groyser Breeders, Reb Urachal Mezhebisher and the Heilige Degel, heard about the Malach. They constantly heard people talking about the godless and the Malach, and they said, what godless a Malach? Well, we grew up in godless. What, he's greater than our father? And they went to meet the Malach. They came to the Malach's house, they looked into the window, they saw that Tzira from the Heilige Malach says, Gefalna Zapachet. They literally ran for their lives. Running, Rebbe Urchel Mezhebishe later related that I lost my shoe. And the Heilige Degel related that when I was running, I had a tilamul and I just dropped it out of my hands. I didn't even notice that I dropped it out of my hands. Rebbe Yitzchokel Radvil, from Radvil, the Heilige Tzadik Rebbe Yitzchokel Radvil, that verzeiht azoi, that it was once Tisha B'Av, and I was with the Malach, and we went to Shiel together. And we went into Shiel, and the Baal Tefillah started Eichu. The Heilige Malach put his head between his feet, and he sat like that the entire Eichu, no movement. I figured afterwards, I'm not going to leave the Malach and the Smedrish alone. I'll wait a bit. I waited an hour or two. There's no movement. The Malach sits there. So I went home. I came back to the Smedrish in the wee hours of the morning, and the Malach is still sitting there. He said the Malach sat like that 26 hours straight, not moving his head in between his legs. When the Zman came, the Heilige Malach picked his head up. There was a huge puddle of tears under the Malach's feet. He said, and Rebbe Yitzchokel Radvil said, there's no way that a human could sit like this for 26 hours. Only a Malach Elokim can azoy zitzen. As we said before, the Malach tried very hard to be secluded. But Lamasa, there were Yidden that tried even harder to have a shaychus with him. We know the Burcha Mezhebish started going to him, and the Bitzchak Radvila started going to him. A filler Menachem Nochem from Chernobyl, the Heilige Chernobyl went to him. So there were two Yidden, two Chassidim, that used to come to the Malach every year. Twice a year at the same time, they would go together to Chavayrim, and they both had shvere, bitter peklich. One of them had a shrekliche wife who gave him tsuris tsiriris, and the other one owed a lot of money, was a tremendous balchoiv, but he had properties, and he begged the Malach every year, let me sell my property, and this other chusid begged the Malach that he should be able to divorce his wife. The Malach b'shim ein oifen didn't let them. This went on for years. One year, the seed that had the properties finally couldn't take it, and he sold off a piece of property, and he paid some of the people that he owed money. A few months later, his friend comes to that shtetl and says, you know, it's time to go to the Rebbe. He says, don't you see I'm in bed? I'm deathly ill. I can't. Please take my kvittel and pidyon and go to some Heilige Malach. This other friend comes into the Malach, and the Malach asks him, where's your chava? So he tells him, he says, Rebbe, he's in bed sick. And the Malach says, oi, he didn't listen to me. He didn't listen to me. Why did he sell a piece of property? So his friend, being a very getraya friend, starts crying to the Malach. He says, Rebbe, do you know how bitter his life is? Do you know how tough his life is? People are hounding him. People are chasing him. He owes people money and he has property. So he sold the shtickle property. So the Malach quoted him a pusig in Eiv. And it's based on a Zohar Kodesh. The Zohar Kodesh says that was the Nuvi Zukten Ummes. Koyumer Hashem al shloisha pisha Yisruel valarbulo yasheveni. The Nuvi says that the Eibishe says on three I'll be the Moichel, but on four I can't. So the Malach said as follows, that a person that has to come back of Dame Welt and a Gilgal could come back three times. After three times, the Eibishte said, you messed up, what should I tell you? But the Eibishte had achmoyle de kachmunas of Yidin, and he doesn't want an Ashuma should not be able to come to its mukim where it has to come and have its proper tikkun. So the Eibishte says, I'll send you back a fourth time, but I'm going to send you back in an oifen that's really, really not living. And Chazal tell us three of them, three people are not roye penai gehenna megemunim mesechtes eirevim, somebody who's poor, somebody that has shrekliche illnesses in his stomach, v'yesh amrim, somebody who has a isheru. Zugdai legemalach, the two of you are back here now for the fourth time. This was chassudim from Heiligen Bashefer. you have a wife that's giving you a miserable life. That life is not considered life. So when the Eibishter sent you back down, you should be mesaken. You have to be mesaken. It's not considered that you're living because you have a wife that's unschuldig mashlak. Your chava was a nureman, and people are hounding him for money. That's not considered living either. That's how the Eibishter is able to have rachmunas on people and send them back down, that the neshuma zal ken unkim and some richtig and tikken. I begged him not to sell any properties. I begged him that he should understand that this is what the Eibishter wants. This was the Heilige Malach, the Eibishter Helfen, that the neshuma from all these tzaddikim should be melitz yeshura for us. We're going into a new year. Begeiter an der Heilige Yontav, Zechisam, Yugen, Alain, Ya, Git, Rok, and Agit Yontav, and Besidus, Toivus, Veklal, Yisroel.